The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, in the trust and hope that thou art coming in thy kingdom, we meet to worship thee today. We rejoice in thy willingness to come to us and to all men who believe in thee. We, thy waiting disciples, pray for constant expectancy and watchfulness that we may not miss the seasons of thy coming. Keep us, our Father, from being too busy studying about thee that we have no time to worship thee. Keep us from limiting thy comings to the then and the there, and come to us in the now and the here. Let us stand to sing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Thank you.
uncreated Trinity encountered throughout history one God. Lord, among the company of heaven is a man who wrote of his fire-filled revelations so plainly for his audience, but so obscurely for us, that we learn of your truth, we turn to the fire-filled, lucid symbol E equals MC squared. And we accept as fact that space is occupied by time, and what we thought were two exist as one. Released from the gravity hold of ignorance, we soar upon abstraction, experience the finite curve, and leave behind us ancient revelation, except for Alpha and Omega. Revelations, beasts with eyes in front and back, we do not understand. But pound thrust of energy we witness. Jasper and emerald thrones have no meaning for us. But solid fuel propulsion even our children know. A sea of crystal may once have been, but a missile's peroxide frost is visible. Slowly this missile rises, gathers speed, and hurls into space a man. We know he lives adrift beyond our sight, and eats, and thinks, and experiments, and remembers. We know all this because we watch a screen and see the pictured rhythm of man's heart and hear it beat. And thus, related to your universe, we pray. Man has always found some mystical bond between himself and the stars. So that even today, while consulting the horoscope, someone will ask, "What's in the stars for me today?" What small child has never said upon seeing the first star at dusk, "Starlight, star bright, first star I've seen tonight, wish I may, wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight." And that moment of breathless silence that followed, and the slight movement of the child's lips as she formed her heart's desire, all the way from ponies and bicycles to the tearful hope that mother will soon get well, who will deny such reality in this? In ancient mythology, the birth of men who were destined for greatness was always heralded by the appearance of a new bright star in the heavens. On the night or day of their birth, this star appeared. It sailed through the heavens throughout the lifetime of this man's existence, and then at his death, it faded away. Today, in the case of stars, all stars or any stars, they are used to say something about persons. The Star of Bethlehem, Matthew's star, since Matthew is the only one who mentions it, Matthew's star is an attempt to say something about a person. Today, a small gold star pasted on a page of a kindergarten child's coloring book is as treasured by that child as a Phi Beta Kappa key is by a scholar, because the star says something to the child. And with great pride, the child rushes home and opens the book to the page where the star is and thrusts it in her mother's face as an evaluation of herself. Stars enhance meaning then. But the star which comes at Bethlehem is demanded to enhance meaning. And there were all kinds of theories. There was the theory projected that this was a comet sailing through the sky. It could have been Halley's comet, but it was a little too early. But it was some kind of comet. Of course, the problem that How does a comet stay visible so that magi can come all the way from the east? Well, that has to be answered by someone. Or it might have been a cluster of stars, let's say three stars that came close together and appeared to be as one and were shining over Bethlehem, and men knew that something strange was happening. There is another theory that this star is a nova, or a new star, appearing suddenly and brightly in the heavens, brighter than any star had ever been. Now, all of these, it seems to me, miss the point entirely, because they come at the problem from the wrong perspective. One does not begin with the star. One does not even begin with the manger and the baby. One does not begin with the Virgin Mother and the angel's Annunciation. One begins with a man on a cross and a resurrection. And looking back through this perspective, one declares, here is a story that demands enhancement. This kind of event, staged by God, demands the grandiose simplicity which would be understood in the day of its telling. And Matthew provides this type of staging. All of this being true, the Star of Bethlehem loses all its meaning when it is literalized, no matter whether that is done in the Moorhead Planetarium or the Southeastern Chapel. You see, this star says more than that. It refuses to be limited to natural phenomena. It transcends history. It becomes, within the faith of the Christian church, a symbol, a witness, a personal testimony. While other stars were symbols of nature's indifference to man, twinkling brightly in the heavens, saying to man, "What do we care about you?" This star has become a symbol of that eternal light of God ever shining in the world and never more going out. This star is the symbolic fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, "The people that walked in darkness have now seen a great light." And this light is seen and known only to those who have faith. Why didn't all the village gather at the stable that night? Why wasn't the stable actually overrun with standing room only if the star came and perched precariously right over the steeple of the stable? Why didn't more people follow the star as the Magi did from the east? And what happened to the star suddenly when it went out and they could not find it and had to ask for the way? Because you only see these stars when you have faith. God makes himself known only to men of faith. And here is the embarrassment of faith. Here is the scandal of faith. You just don't take off following a star. I mean, that just isn't done. Walking down the pilgrimage of life and some observer asks you, "Where are you going?" "I'm following a star." You just don't do that in our 20th century life. It sounds like the advice that some speaker gives at a high school graduation exercise, "Let us follow the gleam of the star." That sounds foolish. It sounds as foolish as following a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. It is the scandal of faith. It is seen by men of faith. Or is this something of what faith actually means for all of us? That light has shone into our darkness. And now in Jesus Christ, we have found sufficient light to live by. Is this the only light to live by? It is the light which God has given to us to live by, and we witness to that. No matter that we are discouraged when a homiletics professor writes on the margin of our sermon, "What do you mean, spiritual darkness?" It's there. We know it's there. Deep inside, we have lived in this darkness. And one day the light shone for us. And it was enough light to see by. That's all we ever asked. That it was a star? Yes, it was a star. But it was a star made known only to men of faith. We shall sing together hymn number 80. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all.